Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have some guests in studio from Lifebridge Church in South Haven, and they're doing something pretty cool that the public can openly attend in a few weeks. I'm going to actually let you guys introduce yourself. Tell me what it is that you do at Lifebridge, please.
Hi, my name's Heather, and I'm the safety team leader for our church in South Haven.
Very good.
And my name is Mylon Bittenbender. I'm the lead pastor.
Are you related to somebody Bittenbender here in town?
Coach Bittenbender.
Very good. I work out with him almost. Gosh, I see him at least one class a week over at South Shore. That's funny. Small world.
I was a wrestler in high school. I've known Coach Bittenbender for many years.
Very good. Okay, so Heather, I think it's pretty cool what you do at the church because it's not something that I think a lot of people are used to hearing in reference to a church.
No, it's not. I know that a couple of years ago, our safety team, which was new, went to a seminar in Holland held by Ottawa County Sheriff's Department. It was an 8-hour training discussing the same principles as we're going to discuss on the 28th, avoid, deny, and defend. And they did a survey of the roughly 400 people attending to see how many of the churches in the area had safety teams in place. There were 6 churches out of the 400 people that actually had safety teams in place, and we happened to be one of them at Lifebridge.
Yeah, you might be wondering why I asked her to, I guess, clarify even further what her job title there at the church means. That's because what we're going to talk about today in correlation to the event that they actually brought to discuss. I think that this is really cool, though. I just wanted to continue to also say thanks for coming up with this and sending your team to do things like this, because as we talked before we started recording, you might have at least 400 people under your roof at a given time, and if an emergency happens, will anyone there know how to respond to whatever that emergency might be? And in your case, yes, you would know what to do, right?
Yes, that's our hope. We hope that by providing the training and the information to not only the safety team, but also the congregation and the surrounding churches, that everybody knows that they are, it's their second nature.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to question, what am I going to do? And then there's mass hysteria. We want calm people in a situation like that. You certainly don't want people running and screaming out of the building when that may not be where you want to go.
Exactly. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that you came up with what you are going to do on the 28th. It is a Sunday. It is emergency response training to an active shooter. How did you guys think of this? How did you come up with making this happen, and why do you want to do this?
Well, as a pastor, I receive lots of things, blogs and different things. And of course, after recent events, this kind of thing gets a lot of attention and a lot of people have ideas of what to do. And we heard of this training and decided that this would be a good thing to provide for our community.
This is really serious, though. I think, especially over the last few years, even just the things that you've seen, as you said, whether it's in a church, a movie theater, at a concert, I would be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind any time that I'm out somewhere in public. I've thought, well, what if this was to happen when I was at a location where this, I guess, event occurred? And I would have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely no idea, and I can't imagine that other people listening are thinking the same. So I guess that's what you guys are trying to do, is anyone and everyone who is 18 or older can attend this, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So the idea is we're holding it on Sunday, January 28th, 1 p.m. You don't have to get registered. You just got to show up.
Just show up.
Okay. Now, even cooler, I guess, in your, I guess, shoes, you have a person at your church who, I guess, helped you make this all possible, right?
Yeah. Dan Abbott is the sheriff for Van Buren County.
He's a sheriff for Van Buren. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you reach out to him right away when somebody brought this to you, or how did it go from there? Because aren't they helping with the course?
Yeah. Well, we just we asked him about it, and he hooked us up with Bob Kirk. Is that right?
Yes.
And he's on their team, and he provides that. They reached out to us, too, and I can't remember exactly how all that came together, how all the details came together. But we found out about the training, and, of course, they're federally trained, and they've got this whole program together. And we thought, man, you know, this would be a great thing for our safety team. But then as we looked into it more, we found out that they present a course for the general public.
Okay. So who's actually teaching? Is it more than one person? Is it their whole team?
It is a team.
Okay.
I've only spoken with Lieutenant Kirk, and I've met his colleague, Wayne. I don't remember his last name. Mm-hmm. But they will be part of the group that will be instructing.
Okay. How long do you think this will last? How long can we expect to be there?
About an hour and a half. It starts at 1, and we expect it to be over about 2:30.
I'm sure that they're going to do some, I guess, demonstrations as far as now, say, if the person comes through this door, or say if they, you know, question you with this. I'm sure that they'll give you different kinds of, I guess, scenarios, right?
There'll be videos that they'll probably show just to kind of give you an idea of what you should do. Mm-hmm. And gives you some tips on, you know, what do you do if you're in a room and you realize that there's gunfire outside the room. Okay, you know, you don't open the door and stick your head out and go, hey, look at me, look at me. You shut the door, turn the light off, lock it, and deny them access to you. So it's going to really play on those principles of avoid, deny, and defend.
Okay. Is this kind of something that you, when you took your course to do what you're doing now, did they include things like this and that?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, the video that he sent a link to me for was actually the same video that they showed us when we did the training in Ottawa County.
Yeah. How are the people that attend church regularly, I guess, responding to you guys doing this? Do you think a lot of them will be attending this? Are they excited that you're doing this?
Well, actually, we just started telling them about it this last week.
And okay.
I really haven't gotten any responses, but of course, you know, a lot of times people ask, well, why would a church want to do this? And do you want to scare people or do you want to? I just think we need to offer the opportunity for people to respond. I haven't heard anything negative, and we're kind of a straightforward, we shoot straight kind of church. So,
well, I also think look as a church as being a general safe place to go and really a place that the public can go. And I mean, why not? If you have a place where people can go and meet and learn, why not offer that to even the general public?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of compare this whole active shooter training to CPR.
Yeah.
You know, you don't walk into a room and say, oh, I'm going to know what I'm going to do, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't learn CPR. You know, it's not an innate thing. You have to be taught how to do it.
Right.
Just how you need to be taught how to respond to a situation like this.
Yeah. And then unfortunately, it's something that we hear about way too often in today's world. And why not be prepared for it just in case?
Yeah.
All right. So again, if you are just now tuning in, we're talking about the emergency response training to an active shooter that LifeBridge Church in South Haven is going to be holding for you on Sunday, January 28th. Kicks off at 1. As long as you're 18 years old, you just show up at 1 and you're part of it, right?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Where are you guys located at for anyone who might not be familiar with where you're at?
Yeah, we're in South Haven, just south of Blue Star Highway on M-140 at 10-420 M-140.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I just want to learn some more info and maybe have questions that we didn't answer during a part of this interview. What's the best way to learn more?
You can email. You could call the church office at 872-3464, or you can
email Heather at hrigozzi, R-I-G-O-Z-Z-I, at comcast.net.
Also, I have her contact email for anyone who wants to email me as well. I can put you in touch with her. Let's talk at WSJM.com. So in addition to this, I wanted to give you the chance to also talk about anything else that you have upcoming that we might be able to put on our calendars for the future.
Yeah, we got stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. You can go to WeBuildBridges.org to find out a little bit more of what we have going on. We do have a marriage conference coming up in March 16th and 17th. We're very excited about. And that also will be open to the general public.
Okay. I'm just curious. What can we expect during those 2 days? Who goes? What if I'm engaged, not married?
That's a great question. I think anybody hoping to be married someday. I think it's important for us to understand how to have a good marriage, how to have good relationships. And we'll be talking about all of that. And so whether you're married, unmarried, soon to be married, hope to be married, whatever.
I mean, it's really all just about relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how much does that cost to participate? By the way, before you answer that question, this is completely free on the 28th.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned that. You don't have to pay anything to be a part of that.
No, it's free. Now,
what about the counseling that's in March?
The conference is going to be $25 per person.
Okay.
And you can go to WeBuildBridges.org and look for the link on there. And it goes up 30 to $30 a person after February 14th,
okay,
Valentine's
so
Day.
Just learn more and get more at buildingbridges.
WeBuildBridges.org.
WeBuildBridges.org. I'll get it eventually. Come back and see me and we can do a whole interview about what you're going to cover those 2 days. I'd love to have you back. Otherwise, I wanted to do a general recap of everything that we kind of just talked about today really quickly. Again, so LifeBridge Church in South Haven. Tell me again where you're located at.
10420 M140 Highway, right next to the bowling alley.
There you go.
There in South.
There
Haven.
You go. See, that's how I get directed.
Yeah.
That's how I get around. What's it next to? They are holding on Sunday. It is a Sunday, January 28th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, an emergency response training to an active shooter. And again, this is not something that you hear about happening regularly. This is the first, you know, that I've seen anyone doing this. So if you have ever thought to yourself, man, what would I do in a situation? I've seen this on the news and I have no idea how to react or what I should do. This is now your time to go and at least learn a little bit more just in case. It is completely free. You don't got to get registered. You just show up at one. It's going to be about an hour and a half.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Did I miss anything? Anything we should let anyone know?
18 years or older.
18 years or older. How about maybe if you are a parent, you could bring your son or daughter to this as long as they're 18 or older.
Correct.
Bring a friend along with you. Wouldn't hurt to learn. And come back and see me and tell me more about the events that you have in the future, okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you
so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.